Okay, so hey, we're here with Mike Trout. Very excited to talk to you about Body Armor becoming the official drink of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, correct?
That's correct.
And now you're an early investor in Body Armor.
Yeah, I've been a partner with them for 2 years now.
And did you have anything to do with the team taking the drink on?
Last couple of years, or last year, we were able to get them into the clubhouse, and all the guys really liked it. And I just brought the Body Armor's attention to maybe get it in the dugout next year, or this year. And they talked to a few people, talked around, and we made it happen.
Wow. And you prefer Body Armor. What is the strength of the product over some of the other drinks out there, the sports drinks out there?
Yeah, no, it's when I was growing up, obviously one of my main goals is to get a, be a partner of a sports drink, and there's a lot of different ones out there, and when I tried Body Armor, I cramp up a lot, and there's just something different about it, electrolytes and the stuff that's in it, that made me feel ready to go, before a game, and recovering after a game, just staying hydrated, more than the other ones.
Now, some other I found out that you were really into Body Armor when you retweeted. I think it was Rob Gronkowski was tweeting that he wished that Body Armor were available on the sidelines as opposed to the competition. So you were kind of like on the team. There's a couple athletes out there in the main sports that are basically the pioneers, so to speak, of getting Body Armor noticed by the other athletes. Has it been an uphill battle? Have you met any resistance?
Yeah, it's like I said, it was one of the things that we just put them in the clubhouse and came in each and every day, and guys are just having them in their hands and drinking them. And last couple of years, it's you can't really bring them in the dugout because it's obviously not allowed. So you had to do it on your own time in the clubhouse, outside the stadium. But now that we can get in the dugout, and obviously Gronk is pushing to have it on the sidelines. It's something special for sure.
So we'll be seeing it in the dugout this year, at least in the Angels dugout, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So we're one down, 29 to go. It looks like Body Armor's got its sights, look on set on market leadership here. Is that how you envision it?
Yeah, no, it's you obviously want to be have the best sports drink, obviously. I think it's the best for me, and it's really coming along great.
Great, great. So let me ask you this. I'm not exactly an athlete, and if you look into the stands at most major league games, I don't think anybody's physique on the field is going to be challenged by many of the people in the stands. How does the average fan figure in with Body Armor? What advantages does drinking Body Armor as a drink, let's say on a hot day after maybe gardening, over some of the other sports drinks? What's the advantage?
Yeah, no, it's like you said, it keeps you hydrated. After a long day, nothing is better than a cold Body Armor, and all the special, all the different flavors they got nowadays, and they're coming along and making new ones each and every day. It's definitely a refreshing drink.
Awesome. What's your favorite flavor?
Lemon lime, new one.
Oh wow. Okay, so there's a new one. Hey, so s switching the conversation, we're right on the beginning of the season here, Mike. You're looking forward to heading deep into October this year, correct?
Yeah, definitely. That's obviously our team goal. Yeah, I think positives from last year. We had the best record, obviously, in the regular season. We got to take, like I said, take positives out from that, and come out, try to have a good start.
Yeah, looking back on that, those playoffs, it seemed Kansas City just had so many miracle plays, so many miracle catches. I mean, I lost count of how many just, I mean, you guys played them so close, two extra inning games. I mean, is how long does the letdown last after something like that, or do you just accept it and move on?
Yeah, we just know, had to turn the page. You know, we it's a new year. You know, it's last year, and you know, they we just ran into a hot team. You know, they did everything right. It seems, and you know, they were playing good baseball. Can't take it away from them.
Yeah, yeah. So a little different action in the clubhouse this year. You show up to Tempe, Arizona, and no Howie Kendrick. What exactly did you miss Howie at all?
Yeah, definitely. You know, great teammate, great person off the field, and obviously, you know, good player. There's a lot of new guys on the team. You know, three guys are battling for the second base job, and it's going to be tough to fill in his shoes. But I think the biggest thing is if they try not to put up the numbers he put up and just play their game, I think that should be fine.
Great, great, great. So you're looking to steal more bases this season, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just taking advantage, take more chances, and obviously don't want to run into an out. But like I said, just take more chances.
And let me ask you this: do you have the green light, or are there? Do you have to wait for the sign like some players?
Yeah, no, I got the green light. You can't go when the pitcher's, you know, real quick to the plate. You know, it's impossible to steal.
Oh, okay. So a lot of it is about timing.
Yeah, timing is a big issue.
Okay, great, great. Well, hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to let everybody know, and of course for joining Halo's Heaven. There's a lot of blogs out there, and I'm glad that you chose ours to get the word out about body armor, and we're certainly going to be drinking lots of it. Good luck ahead in 2015, Mike Trout. And I guess I want to finish with the one kind of inside baseball, inside Angels fan thing. You know, what seventh inning song besides Buttercup could we possibly be listening to now? Especially, maybe does Body Armor have a theme song yet?
A lot of people don't like Buttercup, but I like it. It's all right.
Okay, because the lyrics are about kind of being let down, and I think a lot of Angels fans want to be uplifted, and of course, many of them are looking to you, and apparently you're looking to Body Armor, so we're excited about that. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Appreciate that. Thank you.